Can you answer non-coincident load electrical exam questions? Answering electrical exam questions correctly that require you to use the non-coincident load rule is key to preparing to pass your electrical exam. Can you answer the following question with ease? Question. A dwelling service supplies a 5 horsepower, 240-volt, single-phase air conditioning unit and a 6.5 kVA, 240-volt, single-phase electric heating unit. What is the total load on a 240-volt, 120-volt, single-phase service for these units? Answer choice A, 6,500 volt-amps. Answer choice B, 6,720 volt-amps. Answer choice C, 7,260 volt-amps. Answer choice D, 7,650 volt-amps. Solution, answer choice B, 6,720 volt-amps. Refer to Article 220.60, non-coincident loads. This article indicates that where it is unlikely that two or more non-coincident loads will be used simultaneously, it shall be permissible to use only the largest load that will be used at one time for calculating the total load of a feeder or service. Since the central air conditioning and the central heating unit will not be operating simultaneously, these units are considered non-coincident loads. When calculating the service load contribution for these units, only the largest of the two loads need be included. In order to compare which of the two loads is largest, both loads must be in the same unit of measure. Convert the air conditioning load rating provided in voltage and horsepower into the equivalent rating of 6,720 volt-amps. Since 6,720 volt-amps of air conditioning load is larger than 6,500 volt-amps of electric heating load, the heating load would be omitted. Learn which types of questions you'll face on your exam and how to answer them. Choose electrical exam prep that works. Click the Register Now tab or call 888-919-3926 to start preparing to pass your exam today.